So first and foremost, I want to say welcome to this amazing podcast. As the episodes grow and grow and grow, you'll learn more and more about me, and you'll learn about this big personality that lies within the Gemini world. Hello, I am Miles T. Lawson, and I am here with my brand new first ever podcast, Till the Sun Comes. Woo! So I just want to say hello, everybody. I am originally from Rochester, New York. I'm currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to get on here. I always want to do a podcast. People always said, Miles, you should do a podcast. Miles, you need to get on a TV show. Miles, you're going to be an actor. Miles, you're going to be a preacher. What? God damn it, I'm here now. I'm here, and I'm here to talk my shit. Talk your shit. Bite your lips. That's the code where you ride that. Oh. I just want to let y'all know right now, this is not intended for any churns. So any churn that's on here, exit to the left, to the left. And I want to let you know right now, you ain't going to have your mama calling me and calling these people saying, listen, Mr. Lawson or Miles on there talking crazy. This is not intended for your kids. Tell your kids to turn on SpongeBob SquarePants if they have episodes repeating. Or tell your kids to go on Disney Channel and write down something for Minnie Mouse Clubhouse. I ain't got time for it. So anyways, y'all, I just want to get on here. Today is the first episode, and the first episode is titled, It Is What It Is, and I'm honestly going to tell you, it is what it is. I have a lot of shit to say. I've been wanting to go between doing stand-up comedy, been wanting to do that, or also wanting to start this podcast. I've been wanting to do a lot of things for a long-ass time. I just never got myself into it, but I'm going to give you a little background about myself. So I am born and raised in Rochester, New York, like I said earlier, and I am an actor. I've been wanting to be an actor since I was 7 years old. I would take journals and write and write and write. And so one of the first people I ever was inspired by was Richard Pryor, the legendary late Richard Pryor. Imagine that, 7 years old. Like, you're probably thinking, what do you mean? Like, you're seven and you're inspired by Richard? Yes, I was inspired by him. I was inspired by, obviously, the iconic, legendary Tyler the Perry. Was inspired by him. And then I also was inspired by my Caucasian friend, Jim Carrey. No, I'm just kidding. I love Jim Carrey, though. He's one of my favorites. I would like to say all of them inspired me a lot growing up, just seeing how funny they were. And seeing, you know, the different characters that they play, from The Mask to Madea to Which Way Is Up with Richard Pryor, was one of the first movies that I ever could remember, which was Which Way Was Up. My dad used to play the hell out of that movie. So I really, really enjoyed that movie. But, you know, it all inspired me enough. When I was 17 years old, I heard my friend saying that she wanted to graduate early. And I'm like, what? How do you do that? What do you mean graduate early? She's like, you got to go to the counselor. So I remember going to my counselor. His name was Miss Kranz. And I went to her and I said, listen, I got to get out of Rochester, New York. It was just no opportunity for growth. I always wanted to be an actor, but my school didn't have theater. My elementary school didn't have theater. My middle school didn't. My high school didn't. So I'm like, where the hell is only really one school in Rochester, New York that had like a theater program? And that was called the School of the Arts. And I'm like, that is so unfair. You know, you hear all these different actor stories and they all have theaters and experiences with plays and stuff, and my schooling has shit but fights and drama. And I'm like, listen, I'm not into none of that. Let me get somewhere else. So anyways, I want to say I wanted to find out how to do it. So I went up to the counselor. She told me, well, listen, you got to take summer school. She begged me not to do it, but I said, I want to get the hell out of here. So I looked up. Well, all the snow, I was so, honestly, I was 17 years old. My back was hurting. Felt like I had a back problem at 17. I said, I want to get the hell out of Rochester, New York, and I want to get the fuck away from the snow. And so I looked up anywhere. I actually looked at my mom's HP at the time in the living room, at the dining room, schools, colleges for acting without snow. And one of the options, of course, were California, UCLA, USC. And then I seen SCAD. I'm like, SCAD, that's an interesting name. What does that mean? So Savannah College of Art and Design. And my mom said, you are not going there. She said, you're going to go all the way to Savannah, Georgia. I said, Mom, it's beautiful. And I went on there and I applied to it and I got accepted. And I went down there in January. I applied in October or November of 2018. Went down there, very close turnaround in 2019, January. Moved down there in the first place. I'd never been to Savannah, Georgia before. I only heard of Augusta, Georgia, and Atlanta before. So I was like, this Savannah, like, it's hospitality, Southern child, Southern Belle, let me give you somebody new, hey, start a new life, you know what I'm saying, big bank, take a little bank, bang, big bank, take a little bank, hey, you know what I'm saying, so I'm like, let me go down here and start a whole new life, nobody know me at all, I mean, I was 17, I was fearless, went down there, and the first stop I stopped at was Church's Chicken on Montgomery Street in Savannah, Georgia, and the ceiling was leaking, and I said, Mama, this is not what I seen on Google, that no ceilings was leaking, Savannah had nice Spanish moss trees, but as you get to know, every city has its up and down, and I love Church's Chicken, and shout out to Montgomery Street, I miss y'all. But anyways, y'all, I have a lot of personality and I have so much life in me, and I feel like a lot of people do get to experience, and a lot of people also have taken advantage of my personality, and it's 2020 motherfucking four, and I'm gonna let you know, I'm always gonna put myself first, and I'm always gonna stick up for myself, and I'm always gonna go for bat and go for war, you know what I'm saying? And so I just want to first say right now that the reason why, like I said, this episode is called It Is What It Is. And I just want to get more into that because it's going to be a lot of stuff that I address on this podcast. It's just the first episode to kind of reel you in, to kind of like really see what is about to, what's about to go down in this motherfucking show. For one, I want to just say sometimes I'm going to drop a, I'm just going to drop a bomb, y'all. It's 6 minutes in. We almost 7 minutes into this episode. I'm going to drop a bomb of advice. You know, because it seems like the relationship market is, I don't know if they're not selling anymore. Like, relationship is like buying a house. You know what I'm saying? Dating is like buying a house. You know, do you want 3 bedrooms? Do you want 2 bedrooms? And let me break that down. Do you want somebody with 1,001 problems and an interest rate? Or do you want somebody born ugly looking? Or I shouldn't say ugly. Should I just say boring, unattractive? Go to work every day, credit score 800. I think I'm going to start, I think that's where we should start, right? Or do you want somebody with 1,001 problems, look good as hell, that puts good as fuck? Or, so my thing is, y'all, like I said, dating is like buying a house. There's so many things, or buying a car, or making that car payment, or paying Georgia fucking Power. Yeah, let me drop a bomb. Hopefully Georgia Power send me a $0 bill. I'm just manifesting that into 2024. But I just want to say, y'all, too, I'm so relationship-oriented. How many people are relationship-oriented? I want to start there. A lot of us are probably really relationship-oriented, and a lot of us are, like, really, like, you know, we want to go straight in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, I'm just dreaming of shit. I'm thinking of shit. And I'm like, it'll come one day. And I want this like that. I'm building me up somebody, like, build a motherfucking bear. You know what I'm saying? So I'm building shit up and I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, you know, it's going, my person going to come like this. My person going to weigh this. My person going to do this and that. And I just keep getting people that don't match my thing. But I'm like, okay, whatever, like that. So sometimes I have to really say to myself, y'all, and I have to understand to myself sometimes, y'all, I'm such a hopeless romantic, and I'm somebody that wants to be in love, that I take everybody. I'm like, every time I meet somebody, I'm like, yep, they going to be mine. And sometimes I have to remind myself, in 2024, I'm reminding myself, and I'm about to drop this gem, y'all. I don't want nobody that's in a relationship to break up or something like that. I just want y'all to say, right, I just want to say right here, right in front of my motherfucking podcast, till the sun motherfucker comes, that sometimes you just got to fuck them. You cannot spend your life trying to go on a whole entire date with everybody that you think is cute and that you think that you want. Sometimes you got to fuck them. And I'm not trying to say like a night, one night stand with every single body. Like, I don't want you at the clinic. But I'm just saying that sometimes you cannot give your heart into everybody and think that's just because you're a hopeless romantic that it's going to be like that. It's going to be like that. Some people, you just got to say, listen, we about to just fuck. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I had to learn that for myself, because it's a lot. I'm like, who wants to just live life, just keep on like no strings attached? You know what I'm saying? I'm growing up. I'm a young man. I got my shit right. I got my shit together. So I'm ready to spend my time and travel with somebody. So I just feel like sometimes you just, I have to say to myself, listen, they look good. They flirting. We flirting. Let me just fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Let me just fuck them. And then that way it ain't like pondering on me. That I'm like, listen, I want you. Listen, I want to take you on a date. But they playing around my motherfucking DMs. And they playing around my face. Listen, I'm just going to fuck you. You're going to get this you know what I'm saying, this legendary, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm moving on myself, I'm moving on my life, and we could both do that, and we both hit each other up on Tuesdays or Thursdays, you know what I'm saying, Tuesday, like Norbert used to say, but yeah, y'all, I just want to let y'all know this, and I'm going to say it again, this is going to be the hottest podcast, I want y'all to tell everybody about this podcast, but your churn, don't get your churn, do not get your churn on this podcast. But I just want everybody to know that this is an introduction episode, and I want to let you know that it is exactly what I said it is. It is what it is, and life is going to come to us, and I got so much to say. I want to be like an advocate for the next young men coming up with all this dating and serious relationships and letting people play in your face. Everybody knows I am not going to let anybody on planet Earth or Mars or Jupiter or Venus or Saturn or Pluto play in my face. Like, I'm just not that type of guy. I'm a young individual. I'm very old. I have a very old soul. I'm beyond my years, and I just do not want to play around people. So once again, this is my introductory episode. It's the first episode, and I want to let y'all know this personality is not going nowhere. It's getting better. I'm thinking about doing this every week on Wednesdays, midweek, Wednesdays or Thursdays, to try to like get y'all, you know, in the groove for the weekend, get y'all through it. But I want to let y'all know this is only getting better. And my name is Miles T. Lawson, and I am here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm recording right now at my home studio, and I'm letting y'all know this is only going to get better. So thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with some fire. When I tell you, we got some fire on the way, and when I say we, I mean me, because like Niecy Nash said last night on the Emmys, I want to thank me for me. And I want to thank myself for everything that I do, and it doesn't go unnoticed in my world. So this podcast is only getting better, and I want to say I love y'all early, because we're about to make this big, and I'm manifesting big things, dear Lord, over my life. In Jesus Christ's name, we all say amen and hallelujah, hallelujah. And it is what it is, and it's Miles T. Lawson, and it's Till the Sun Comes, literally. See y'all next week.